At a Daisen Hotel in Alexandria, 40 singles mingle over dinner. At one table, a former Southern Baptist with a fiery red beard talks about how he once wanted to become a preacher. Nearby sits an engineer. She's the daughter of Indian immigrants. Her long, black, Bollywood-esque hair swoops over her gold hoop earrings. Across the room, an African-American woman wearing a headscarf chats with a man from Cuba. Although the diversity in the room is startling, attendees share a common thread. They're Muslim, and their tradition teaches that getting married is a large part of the faith. They've come tonight, during the holy month of Ramadan, to fulfill their religious duty, but also to see whether they'll find a match.
Well, I'm looking for, a soulmate, but it's just so hard to meet people nowadays.
That's Hafsa Ghulam, the engineer. She never thought Muslim singles events would work, but she's beginning to change her mind. It's a Wednesday, and tonight she's battled rush hour traffic to get here. Her parents have been relentless about her finding a man.
Out of all of my siblings, there's four of us. They're all either married or engaged, and I'm the only one, so the pressure is really on now. Like, you have to find a man, and my mom's always like, why don't you just go to India, go find a guy in India, and I'm like, no, let's just try to stick to somebody here, it's just so much easier.
The night begins with a round of bingo, Islamic style, with questions like, what do you enjoy about Ramadan? Within a few minutes, it's time for the evening prayer. Religion plays a strong role in the program, as Imam Majid explains. He and his wife head the companionship's organization.
We teach in the program some aspect of what Islamic marriage looks like. We use the Holy Quran, teaching that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we explain the responsibility of husband and wife from Islam.
Imam Majid calls himself a matchmaker. He doesn't pair couples together, but he offers them this forum. A common sense of religious devotion brings most of these singles together. Well, that and the frustration of watching all your friends settle down.
This year I had several friends get married.
Bathsheba Philpa is in her mid-30s. She converted to Islam 10 years ago.
So I do sort of feel now, I'm getting asked questions like, when are you going to get married and are you seeing somebody? And I'll ask my husband to look out for you. So I think there is certainly a certain level of pressure because, again, it's such a, a strong part of our faith.
Despite the social pressure, Bathsheba believes the Islamic setting simplifies the dating discussion.
Well, I think in some ways I think it's easier being a Muslim just because, Islam stresses marriage. So I think you do find it being sort of ingrained in the culture of, I think, a lot of Muslims to, search for marriage because it is such an important part of our faith.
As she closes the night, Amara, the imam's wife, offers a few words of encouragement.
Contact me. Say, Amara, I'd like you to follow up with this brother that I met here last night. Let me know and let me work for you. This is not a business that intends to keep you all as clients for a long time. Our business is about getting you off of our clientele list.
Within minutes, Hafsa gives Amara her email address. She thinks she may have met a special someone here tonight. This is Asma Khalid for Intern Edition.